ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara starts in Pei Beis Amud Beis. Rav Acha Bahuna asked the Shalif and Rav Sheshes, if a Kohen Sheshimish Betuma is Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim or not. The Gemara says that Rav Sheshes answered to Rav Acha that if he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim, why should the Halacha be the Kanoim or Poigim Boy? Why don't he just wait until he dies B'dei Shomayim? Rav Acha Svarya, he answered Rav Sheshes, Mi ikemidi derachmona patre v'anon nekum v'niktele. If he's not Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim, there'll be no such thing as allowing him to be killed B'dei Odom through the halacha of Kanoim Poigim Boy. The Rambam in Shoyush Gimel in Sefer HaMitzvahs says that we do not count as one of the Tariag Mitzvahs any mitzvah which is not Noeg L'Doros. As a mitzvah which was only L'Zman, only L'Shoah, like just in the Midbar, is not counted as one of the Tariag Mitzvahs. The Rambam asks a kasha on the Behag, who seemingly also takes on that we do not count a mitzvah from one of the Tariag Mitzvahs if it's not Noeg L'Doros, and the Behag counts as one of the Tariag Mitzvahs the lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros Kevales HaKodesh V'Metu. Asks the Rambam that the lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros Kevales HaKodesh was said to the Levim in the Midbar during the Mishkan, during the Masois, and it was a lav on the Levim that they're not allowed to see the Klei HaKodesh during the Masois. That is the lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros Kevales HaKodesh. This mitzvah is a loisase for the Levim in the Mishkan. And therefore it's not a mitzvah which is Noeg L'Doros. So why does the Behag count the lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros as one of the Tariag mitzvahs? Says the Rambam, if the Behag counted it, because the Gemara says by us that the lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros Kevales HaKodesh is a remez for someone who gamvas a klisharis, the lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros includes someone who gamvas a klisharis which is no given L'Doros. Says the Rambam, the Loshna Gemara is that a remez ba'alma. It's not the main lav is only going on the Levim during the Masois. It's just a remez also to tell us that someone who gamvas a klisharis v'omesu means that we can kill him kanoim poigim boy. The remez is that we can have a halacha of kanoim poigim boy for someone who gamvas a klisharis. But it's not a bichlal a lav for someone to gamble klisharis L'Doros. Therefore, the Behag should not have counted the lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros as one of the mitzvahs, a loisase, of the Tariag mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, it is also not one of the averis which are chayim misa b'dei shomayim. Because you see in the Breita later on in Daf Pei Gimel, the Breita gives a list of all the averis which are chayim misa b'dei shomayim, and the lav of goyin of klisharis is not mentioned in that list of the averis which are chayim misa b'dei shomayim. Says the Rambam that this is a raya that the pasuk of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros Kevales HaKodesh is not going on an iser someone who gamvas a klisharis, and therefore there's no makori for someone who gamvas a klisharis that is chayiv misa. And the ikar pasuk of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros is only going on the Levim during the Mishkan, and therefore it's not one of the Tariag mitzvahs, not like the Behag. The Ramban in his Asogis on the Rambam in Shurish Gimel says that the ikar is Kedas HaBehag, and the Rambam he argues on the Das of the Rambam. And he says that, of course, the reason why the Behag counted this lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros in one of the Tariag mitzvahs is because he holds that the lav is koidel, includes someone who gamvas a klisharis. And he's over a loisase of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros Kevales HaKodesh, and he's also chayim misa b'dei shomayim because the pasuk says v'omesu, and that includes someone who gamvas a klisharis. The Loshon of the Gemara, which the Gemara says that a remez, says a Ramban, that's a Loshon which we find many times in the Gemara, that even though it's a lav which is koidel many other halachas also, we could use a Loshon of remez, since the pasuk doesn't talk about the someone who's going to the klishois, clearly he's called a Loshon of remez. But the lav of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros is definitely a lav on the someone who gamvas klishois and will get malchus of Lo Yavoyu L'Doros and also misa b'dei shomayim. Says the Ramban that the Gemara by us in the Shakvitayetz between Rav Ach and Rav Sheshes is be'emes muchrech, like the das of the Behag, that he's chayv misa b'dei shomayim. Because Rav Acha answered Rav Sheshes, and Rav Acha said, "Mi kemidi der achmona patri v'amnon neikum v'niktoli." There's no such thing as having a chiyum misa b'dei odom through the halacha of kanoim poigim boy, and still be chayv misa b'dei shomayim. Says the Ramban, "Ibazei it's muchach in the Gemara that Rav Acha held that someone who's chayv misa b'dei odom through the halacha of kanoim poigim boy, he's also chayv misa b'dei shomayim." So it's mafurish a raya from the Gemara that someone who is going to the klishois is chayv misa b'dei shomayim like the Bahag and not like the Rambam. The Megillus Esther in the Sefer on the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam answers the Shittat Rambam and he says that even though Rav Acha is muchach that he holds chayv misa b'dei shomayim, but Rav Sheshes disagrees with Rav Acha and Rav Sheshes holds by koin shashimish betuma that he's not chayv misa b'dei shomayim. Even though we have the halacha of kanoim poigim boy, and he doesn't hold Rav Acha's taina that there wouldn't be shayich a misa b'dei odom if there will be no chiyuv misa b'dei shomayim. So even though in the ma'ikum machlokes between Rav Acha and Rav Sheshes, whether tomei shashimish betuma is going to be chayiv misa b'dei shomayim or not, we paskin that it's chayiv misa b'dei shomayim like the mavur later on in the Bereisa. But benegea the machlokes whether there's a taina of mi'ikum midi der chmona patri. This machlekes, we can say that the Rambam holds that we pass kanai of sheishes, that someone kamichayev misa b'dei odom through the halacha of kanoim poigim boy, even though we have a halacha of misa b'dei, he has no chiyuv of misa b'dei shomayim. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that the going of klishoris is not chayev misa b'dei shomayim, and the Rambam has arrived from the Braisa later on that does not mention the lav, the oynish of misa b'dei shomayim by someone who gamvez a klishoris. It's b'emes the Ramban himself answers this taino which the Rambam asks from the Braisa. Why does the Braisa not mention someone who's chayiv misa b'dei shomayim if he gamvez a klishoris? Says the Ramban that the Braisa later on only mentions those who are chayiv misa b'dei shomayim if they're not chayiv misa b'dei odom. But going a klishoris, he's chayiv misa b'dei odom through the loch of kanoim poigim boy. So even though he's chayiv also misa b'dei shomayim, he's not mentioned in the list of those averus which are chayiv misa b'dei shomayim only. But the Chiddush HaRan brings down before in Daf Pei Aleph on Mitbeis, b'shem the Rabbeinu David, who's the Talmud of the Ramban, who asks a very strong question on Ramban. How can the Ramban say that the list of the Bereisa later on in Daf Pei Gimel is mentions only those averus which are chayiv misa b'dei shomayim only? And not something which is chayv also misa b'dei odom. The Braisa mentions Tomei Sheshimish. Tomei Sheshimish is mafurish in the Mishnah. He's chayv misa b'dei odom through the halacha of kanoim poigim boy. And afal pi kein, the Braisa still mentions Tomei Sheshimish that he is one of the averus who's chayv misa b'dei shomayim. So if the Braisa counts and mentions lists the din of Tomei Sheshimish, why does the Braisa not mention someone who gamvez a klishoris? So this is muchach vaitelai the Rambam that going of klishoris is not chayim misa b'dei shomayim, and that's why the Braisa does not bring down the din of going of klishoris to chayim misa b'dei shomayim. The Ochlene says to Miyashiv the Datsan Ramban that the ikar chiddush of the Braisa is to tell us those which are only chayim misa b'dei shomayim, and that's why the Braisa does not say the din of going of klishoris that is chayim misa b'dei shomayim. Like the Ramban explained, that Goynev Klishoris is also Chayim Misa B'dei Odom, and that's why he's not included in the list of that Braisa. That the Braisa you find says also Tomei Sheshimish, that is just to tell us that the Ika Halocha that Tomei Sheshimish is Chayim Misa, which Bebas is a machlokes between Rav Acha and Rav Sheshes, and there's no klor raya to each sad until we brought a raya from this Braisa which says that Tomei Sheshimish is Chayim Misa. If not for this Braisa, we would not have known the Halocha that Tomei Sheshimish is Chayim Misa B'dei Shomayim. Therefore, the din of Tomei Sheshimish had to be said in the Bereisa to tell us the halacha that Tomei Sheshimish is chayim misa. Mashein came the issa of going of klisharis, that is not necessary to tell us in the Bereisa that is chayim misa b'dei shomayim, and since is chayim also misa b'dei odom, is not mentioned in the Bereisa. Be'emes Ochine is ma'ir that you could have said, if not for the Ramban's teretz, you could say that the reason why it's not mentioned in the Bereisa is because there's other chiyuvi misas b'dei shomayim which are also not mentioned in the Bereisa. The marshal, the issa of someone who goes into the Kodesh Kodshim without doing any avoida, is also chayiv misa b'dei shomayim, like it says in the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, and it's brought down in the Rambam, the Halacha, in Perek Yutes and Sanhedrin. There's other misas b'dei shomayim also, Kovish Nevuah, also a Novi who's Kovish is Nevuah, and other misas b'dei shomayim which are not mentioned in the Bereisa. is Bal Kocha, we have to say that the Braisa is only a partial list. And it's not a total list of all the Chiyuvim, Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. It's Tonu V'Shaya, like you find many other times in Shas, that you say on the Braisa, Tonu V'Shaya. And the Braisa says other Dinim also, and other Chiyuvim, Mitzvah Dei Shamayim, which are not mentioned in the Braisa, they are other Mitzvah Dei Shamayim also. And that's what we can say to Goyin of Klishor. It's a Goyin of Klishor is a Chayim Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. And he's not mentioned in the Braisa because Tonu V'Shaya. But the Ramban himself, who says the Teretz is because of his Chayiv, Misa B'di Odom is Shref from Tomish Hashimish, and now you have to answer like Rochne said before. And Be'emes, the Ramban himself in Shurish Chamishi, he himself points out that there are other Chiyuvi Misa B'di Shomayim, like Kivish Nuvuasai, and etc., and other Avirus, which are Chayim Misa B'di Shomayim, and he explains that the Mishnah and the Breisa, which says that it does not mention these other Averis, is because it's only a partial list on Tonu V'Shaya. Is the Ramban himself could have answered that Goyin of Klishoris is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shomayim, and it's not mentioned in the Braisa because Tonu V'Shaya. The Rambam, who does ask on the Ramban from this Braisa, you see the Rambam held that this Braisa is Bedafka, and there's no, you don't say Tonu V'Shaya over here in the Braisa. Yabruch Fisher Perlo, in his Sefer Chidush Agrip on the Resag, Chile Gimel, Omud 162, he is marich to explain in the Das Rambam what does the Rambam do with the other Avirs, which are also not mentioned in this Braisa, like Kivish Nuvuasai, like someone who's Nichas, like Kiddush Kadoshim without doing an Avodah, etc. Why are these Avirs not mentioned in the Braisa? And he explains by Riches each Avir why the Rambam held is not necessary to say in the Braisa. Mashik the Ramban holds that we can say Tonu V'Shaya. Al Kaponim, we have learned that there's a big machlekes between the Bahag with the Shittas Ramban against the Rambam. If a Goyin of Klishoris has a lav from the Pasuk of Lo Yavoi Liris Kevalas HaKodesh and also has a Chiyu Misa B'dei Shomayim or not, the Bahag holds that a Goyin of Klishoris goes into the lav of Lo Yavoi Liris Kevalas HaKodesh and he has a Chiyu Misa B'dei Shomayim, and the Rambam holds that this lav is only going on Levim during the Midbar, and the Goyin of Klishoris is in a remez that he has a Misa B'dei Odom of Kanoim Pegimbri. The Chinuch in beginning in Pashas Bamidbar, he says that Pashas Bamidbar does not have any mitzvahs which have to be counted in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Tariag Mitzvahs. Says the Chinuch, the Loshen, that Ein Boy Mitzvah Limnois Lechesh Boineinu. As the Mechas Chinuch explains that the Chinuch means to say Lechesh Boineinu because the Chinuch holds at the Rambam that you do not count the Leyovei Oliris Kevalas HaKodesh as one of the Loisase of the Tariag Mitzvahs. But the Bahag does count this mitzvah, and according to the Bahag, there's a mitzvah of Lo Yavoi Liris, which is mentioned in the end of Parshas Bamidbar. Says the Michas Chinuch that there's a big nafke minna between the Bahag and the Rambam. What will be the halacha if someone ganves a klishoris? Is he chayev on the lav of Lo Yisignoivu, like every single person who's ganves from a hedit? Because according to the Rambam, someone who ganves a klishoris, which is goinev from a hekdish, mishomayim, he should have the normal lav of Geneva of Lo Yisignoivu. Because the lav of Lo Yavoi Liris Kevalas HaKodesh is be'emes not going on this lav of Goyin of Klishoris to go into a new issa that someone has when he's gambas a Klishoris. This lav is be'emes a lav which is for the Levim in the Midbar. The lav of someone who gambas a Klishoris is the normal lav which someone has when Reuven gambas from Shimon is over a lav of Lo Yisignoivu. And the lav of Lo Yavoi Liris is only a remez ba'alma to tell us that it's Chiv Misa of Kanon Pegimbri. Mashainkin according to the Bahag and the Ramban, that they hold that the Lo Yavoi Liris is a new lav to tell us that someone who gambles a klishoris is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, and he has a different oynish, therefore it's mistabe to say, says the Minchas Chinuch, that he has his own parsha, and he's not over the lav of Lo Yisignoivu, he's over a new lav of Lo Yavoi Liris, and he has a new chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim if he gambles a klishoris. Another suffix, says the Minchas Chinuch, you can clear, what will be the aloche if someone gamvez a klishoris, which is poches mishavei pruta? The aloche of a goynev Reuven who gamvez from Shimon from a hedit, avada the aloche is a Yisrael, is only chayev b'gneva if he gamvez a shavei pruta. A ben noyach is nerag even poches mishavei pruta. A Yisrael is only chayev if he gamvez a shavei pruta. What is the aloche if someone gamvez a klishoris? For the din of the Rambam that kanoim poigim boy, and the din of the Bahag and the Ramban, that you have a lav of Lo Yavoi Liris and a Misa B'dei Shomayim, which is all a new chiddush of someone who gamvez a klishoris, for this chiddush of goinev klishoris, is this halacha a poshet ha'hilchis geneva, and therefore you have to have a chiyuv of shavei pruta, a mount of shavei pruta, in order to go michayev mitzad goinev klishoris, Or do we say that this going of klishoris, as long as it has a shame klishoris, even if it's not worth anything, it's not even worth a shavu pruta, he's still over the issa of loyavoy liris kavalis akidish according to the Bahag, and according to the Rambam, there'll still be a loch of kanoim poingim boy, because there's a new issa of going of klishoris if he gambles a keli, even if the kli is not worth a shavu pruta. This is a sofik which mechatz chinuch klez, and it doesn't begin here. He blazes by a sofik if the issa of going of klishoris has to have a shavu pruta, or it's chayiv even a pachas shavu pruta. Moving on further in the Gemara says, Eisvei, we'll bring a raya to the Shaila, where the Tommy Shishimish is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shomayim. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, beginning of Paras Chatos in Zvochim. It says in the Mishnah, Yoitzik, Va'boilil, Va'poises, Ha'meileach, Ha'meinif, Ha'magish, Va'amasadis Ha'shulchon, Ha'meitiv Ha'neiris. If someone does one of these avoiders Bachutz, he's Potter, because these avoiders are not avoider tamo. These are not the end avoider. They have avoiders after them. Therefore, these avoiders are potter bachutz. Tosfos is more that the Braisa, the Mishnah in Paris Chatos, does not say moilik. Even though moilik is also nismai, someone who does a melika bachutz, someone takes a oif, and his moilik a oif bachutz is also potter. And you learn the pasuk. You learn that from the pasuk. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kuf Zayin. It says in pasuk Ashi Yishchot, he's only chayv on shchita bachutz. But on Malika Bachutz, he's Potter. Says Tosfos, the Mishnah could have said that someone who's Malik Bachutz is also Potter. But the Mishnah over here is only being coddled those Avoiders, that the reason why Potter Bachutz is because they are not Avoider Tamo. They're not the end Avoider. They have Avoiders after them. Mashain came by Malika, the reason why Malika is Nismayit, the reason why Malika, Yipotter Bachutz, is from a different Pasuk, because it says, Oya Shishchot, Shchita, I'm not Malika. The Biskirov in Chidusha agrees in Zvochim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Hamid Beis asks the question in this Tosfos that Be'emes, we have to understand there are really two Makaris to go Mimamayit, these Avoidus, why they are Potter Bachutz. As we saw in this Gemara over here, that the Gemara learns out that all these Avoidus are Potter Bachutz because they are not Avoidat Tamo. There's other Avoidus after them, and the Chiyuv Chutz is only Chayiv on Avoidat Tamo. The Makuri that you only have in Avodah Tamo, the Gemara says in Zvochim Kuftes Vavam Beis, we learn out from Haloah the Chiyuv Chutz you find by Shchitas Chutz and by Haloah Chutz. Haloah Chutz is a Avodah Tamo, is the last Avodah Haktorias HaKorban, that is the last Avodah in the Korban. Therefore, we learn out Dumya de Haloah. Every Avodah which you have in Chutz has to be Dumya de Haloah, just like Haloah is Avodah Tamo. Who are then all other Avodahs have to be Avodah Tamo. Mashenkin, these Avodahs which are not Avodah Tamo, Potter Bachutz. That is the Gemara Daf Kuf Tetzvov. The Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin says, in Zvochim Daf Kuf Zayin, says that we learn out from the Pasuk of Ayashi Yishchot that Dafka on Shchitas Chutzichayev or on Haloas Chutzichayev, but any other Avoidah, you put on, because it does not go into Shchitas Chutz or Haloas Chutz. And that's how we know that Melika, you're not Chayev on Melika, because it's not Shchita and it is not Haloah. The Tosfos in Zvochim Kuftesvov asks, why do we need to have two Makaris to go Mimamayit, all these Avoidas? The Gemara in Zvochim Kuvzayin says the reason why the Nismayit, why Yipotah Bachutz, is because it's not Shchita and it's not Haloah, and the Pasuk says Dafke Shchita or Haloah. And the Gemara in Kuftesvov says, we learn out Dumya da Haloah that you need to have Avoidot Ham, which are two separate Miyutim. Rashi Be'emes by us in the Gemara seems to be coil both drashas together in one shot, and Ochne Be'emes muches on the Rashi that Rashi L'chiri is coil two separate drashas together, and L'chiri the two separate drashas, which we have to understand why we need to have both drashas. Says the Biskirov that L'chiri the two drashas are two separate dinim. A shchita is not an avoida. Shchita is kosher even in a Zohar. A Zohar Yisrael can also shecht bachutz. The Gemara says in Zvachim that if you daldom a base, Shchita lav avoida hi. Shchita is not an avoida. The reason why chayv on shchita schutz is not because he did an avoida in the korban bachutz. The reason why chayv on shchita schutz is on the meiser shchita. The meiser shchita itself is the issa. If you did it bachutz, you chayv. Haloah haschutz is an avoida. Haloah haktorah is an avoida. And therefore, we learn out from our law that someone who does avoida bachutz is chayiv if he does avoida on the korban bachutz. The Gemara in Kuf Tetzvav on the base, we learn out from the halacha that if you want to be chayiv because of avoida schutz, of that on the din of avoida to be chayiv on avoida, on that we learn Adumya the Halor. You have to be similar to Halor, which is Avida Tamo. Who are then every Avida has to be Avida Tamo. Mashinkin Avida, which is not Avida Tamo, cannot be Chayiv as the Avida Dumya the Halor. Now, there's another reason why someone who's Moilech Hakom, someone who's Yitzik or Beidl, someone can be Chayiv Achutz, not because of the Avida which the Yitzika has. Yitzika has also a Maisi Yitzika. A Maisa Blila, a Maisa Psisa, a Maisa Melicha. And after the Maisa, you should be Chayiv, just like you Chayiv on Shchita. Shchita, you Chayiv on the Maisa Shchita Bachutz. On that, the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin says that we need to have a mute, because it says, Yashi Yishchot, Daf Kon Shchita, you Chayiv, and the Maisa Shchita is what the Torah asked Bachutz, but any other Avoida, the Torah does not ask Bachutz. Any other Maisa is not also Bachutz. Says, comes out that there's two separate nidoinim every time you want to go and handle something which is chayiv b'chutz or not. If you want to handle why someone is chayiv on melicha, is he chayiv b'chutz or not? He can be chayiv because of the maisa melicha, and he can be chayiv because of the avoida of the melicha. Als the avoida of the melicha, there's a mute of you need to have avoida tamo. Dum yeda halo, avoida, you should learn of halo, you need to have avoida tamo, like halo is avoida tamo. And as a shchita, you want to be chayiv because of a maisa, that's like similar to shchita. On that, we have a kpoda of oyashi yishchot that dafke shchita yichayiv and not any other maisa. Says the Biskayov, lefi dem, the reason why melike is potter bachutz is not just because it's nismayit of oyashi yishchot, which tells us that you need to have a maisa shchita and not a maisa melike. Because Malika is a avoider. A Malika, you need to have a Kohen, and the Malika could be chayiv b'chutz, not just for the Maisa Malika, it could be chayiv b'chutz for the Maisa avoider, which a Malika entails. It has also avoider. And therefore, to go and patter a Malika b'chutz is not enough to go and have the drosha in Zvochim Kuf Zayin Omad Aleph, which tells us that Shchita v'loy Malika. We need to have another drosha to tell us that Dumya Dahalor, they need to be avoider tamo. And Malika, the reason why he's potter b'chutz because of the avoida b'chutz, he's only potter because dumi da'aloh. Therefore, it's be'emes still shver tois v'skasher. Why did the Mishnah not mention moilik? Because enichanami moilik we find is the smite from shchita, but that mekoy from oyashi yishchot is the memayit everything mitzad the meiser of shchita, the meiser of these avoidas, the meiser yitzika, meiser belila, and the meiser Malika. Therefore, you're not chay b'chutz al the meiser. But you should still be chayiv to the avoida b'chutz of the melike. And out the avoida, the reason why you're not chayiv is because yesh achero avoida, because it's not avoida tamo. Therefore, ask the Biskirov that Tosfos hasn't answered the question that melike l'chayiv should still be said in the Mishnah, because the melike needs to have the mute of halor, of dumi da halor, that you're not chayiv on melike, because you have to have avoida tamo. And that still should still be a reason why the Mishnah should say, melike, like he mentions all other avidas also. That's the Biskirov of kasha, and he blames about kasha on Tosfos. Why did Tosfos? How could Tosfos answer his kasha with moilek just because it's a smay from shchita? The Mishnah continues on that you're not chayv on all these avidas. Besides, you have a ptur b'chutz in chayovim alei and loy mishum zoros v'loy mishum tumah v'loy mishum chutz begodim v'loy mishum chutz yadayim ve'aglayim. Tosfos asks a kasha v'loy mishum tumah. That what is the Mishnah saying that all these avoidas you're not chayiv al tumah of Tommy Sheshimish, the Issa of Tommy Sheshimish, if you did one of these avoidas? L'chayr, this Tommy, he's a Kohen who is Tommy, and therefore he's already chayiv chorus for Tommy Shenichas l'mikdosh. A Tommy is not allowed to come into Bisa Mikdosh, but to Mosoi. Therefore, we don't need to have even avoidas over here to go mechayiv, to be mechayiv this Tommy al Tommy Sheshimish. He's chayiv chorus already from the Knisa. So Tosfos, Alpi the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin, the similar question the Gemara asks over there, and the Gemara answers, it's Negea for a Tommy who became Tommy Bifnim, and afterwards on the way out, he was Lo Shohar, he didn't wait anything, and he went straight out of the Bais HaMikdosh, and on the way out, he was Hofach B'Tzinuyah, he did an Avoida on the way out without waiting any time, and he's Chayiv as Tommy Sheshimish. And of them, the Chiddush is that these Avoidas, he's Potter, because these Avoidas are in Achreya Avoida. Asks Tosfos that this is still shver from Shaloy Ochutz Yadayim Ve'aglayim, someone, a Kohen, who did the Avoida without Kiddush Yadayim Ve'aglayim. He's also Chayiv if he came into the Heichol without doing any Avoida. Because the Pasuk says, Bevoyom Eloy El Moed, Lirchatzumayim Ve'lo Yomusu. It says that if someone goes into the El Moed, he's Chayiv, even though he hasn't done any Avoida. And therefore, the Mesades HaShulchon and the Mitev HaSaneris, which these things are in the Heichol, should be Chayiv, even though he didn't do any Avoida. says Toitzvus, it's muchach from here that even though the pasuk is mashma b'voyim aloy almoed irchatumayim v'lo yomusu, that there's a chiyuv misa if he's lo yochut yedayim v'aglayim with the knisa itself, even though he doesn't do any avoda if he goes into the heichal. Says Toitzvus, no, the pasuk which continues b'voyim aloy almoed irchatumayim v'lo yomusu oy v'gishtom elamizbeach lisharis, the word lisharis which tells us that he has to do an avoda with the fact that he wasn't a lo yochut yedayim v'aglayim, he did not do kiddush yedayim v'aglayim, is even in the heichal also. If he enters the heichal and does not do any avodah, he is potter. And therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's only chayiv on chayiv misa if he's lo yochut yedayim v'aglayim, only if he's nichas leheichal and he doesn't avodah. And that's why the pashas of the Gemara in Zvachim that you test on the base, that even if he goes into the heichal, he is not chayiv unless he doesn't avodah. Says Toitzvus, even though Tosefta in the beginning of Kelim is mashma that he is chay misa b'dei shomayim if he enters the heichal without any avoda, but you have to say that this is a machlokes about this. And al kaponim, the Gemara in Zvachim and our Mishnah, which is our Gemara which quotes a Mishnah in Zvachim, hold that the person who is lo yochz yedayim ve'aglayim and he enters the heichal and he does not do any avoda, he is potter and he's not chay misa b'dei shomayim. And Emes Rashi El Atoyer in Pashk Siso also says Bavoyim Eloi Hamoyed does not mean he enters without doing anything. Says Rashi, Bavoyim Eloi Hamoyed means to be Maktik Toyeres or to do a different Hazor Bifnim. That's why he's Chayev if he's Loyach Zidayim Reaglaim. But if he Stam enters the Nichnas Lehichal with Babiri Konis without doing any Avida, he is Potter, he's not Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim. The Michas Chinuch Mitzvah Kuvav is Medayik that the Rambam holds away also, that he's only Chayev Misa B'dei Shomayim only if he does an Avida. But Toitzvus Nomad Base, the last Toitzvus Nomad Base, the Maschel Ein Big Dayan, and Toitzvus in Yuma, Heyamad Base, B'Shem Ritzvo, they bring down that the person, a Kohen, who's not Rochut Yedayim Reaglayim, and he enters the Heichol, he's Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shomayim, even though he did not do any Avoda. And that's the Pasha that had to Sefta in the beginning of Kelim. And not like the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Tes Nomad Base, and they say that the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Tes Nomad Base means for someone who's doing an avoda in the oil, not in the heichal, because someone who does avoda in the heichal in the oil moed, he's chayev even without an avoda, he's chayev even if he enters bebiri yekonis. The Rash, beginning of Kelim, he has a whole shakar v'tari about this. The same shakar v'tari about Toisrus, is he chayev b'isa b'dei shemayim with an avoda or even without an avoda, and he says that our Gemara, our Mishnah, we can be madchik and say that the reason why the Mishnah over here says that Shelo Yochut Yedayim Aglaim is potter on these avoidas, even though L'chayya these avoidas which are Menorah and Shulchan are inside the Heichal, and he's Chayev even if he enters the Heichal, but Biri Konis without any avoida at all, says the Rash, it's Negea for someone who is a Shoigig on the Knesset. That means he entered the Heichal Bishgoga, he did not know that there's an Issa of someone who's not Yochut Yedayim Ve'aglayim to enter the Heichal, and he was amazed on Avodah. That means he was Mesadah the Neiris, he was Meitiv as a Neiris, he was Mesadah as a Shulchan b'mezid, and he was Nichnas b'shoigig. And as such a kind of case, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's Potter, because even though he was amazed on Avodah, it's Yesh Achre Avodah, and therefore Avodah, Yesh Achre Avodah, is Potter on this Avodah. Even though if he would have been amazed on the Knesset, it could be he would be chayiv because he's chayiv on the Biri Konis, like the Shittas or Yitzbo. The Sha'ar Melech in Klei HaMikdosh, Perek Yud Halacha Daled, adds on that Toisvus does never ask from Mechus Begodim, which is mentioned before Lo Yochut Yedayim Ve'aglayim. A Mechus Begodim also says in the Pasuk, V'hoyu al Aaron uvonov bevoyom Eloi Helmoyed. It also says in the Pasuk, bevoyom Eloi Helmoyed is mashma, that even if they enter the oil moed itself, b'mechus begodim, they're going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. And Toisvus does not ask from mechus begodim that why does the Mishnah have to say that someone who's mechus begodim is potter from all these avodas? Is anyway chayiv because of the knisa which he came into the eichel? Says the Sha'ar Melech that the mechus begodim is very easy to go and say we're talking about a person who kohen who walked in to the heichal with all the begodim, all his four begodim, and before he did one of the avodas, he was poshut, he took off one of the begodim, and now he's a mechusa begodim. So during the time when he was mesades hashulchan, when he was meitiv es haneiris, he was mechusa begodim, but he's not chayiv on the knisa because when he came into the Beis HaMikdash, when he came into the heichal, he wasn't a mechusa begodim, he was lavush, all the four begodim, he had to be lavush. So that's what it says, do not ask for Machus Begodim, Tosis only asks from Shlei Rochus Yudayim Reaglayim. In the Mishnah here we see that someone who is does Avodah, one of the Avodahs which is not Avodah Tamo, he's Potter Bachutz, and he's not Chayav Zorus, and not Tuma, not Machus Begodim, and not Rochus Yudayim Reaglayim, he's Potter on these Averis, because he need Avodah Tamo. The Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, Pektes, Haloch Yud, is Mashmid, leaves out the din of Mechus Begodim, that someone who's Mechus Begodim is Potter if he's not Avida Tama. The Kesem Mishnah is Ma'ir this Shaila B'Shinu Rikukus, and he says that because Mechus Begodim, the Gemara explains along with the base, that someone who's not wearing one of his Begodim has got din like a Zor, like a Yisrael who does Avida, and the Haloch of a Zor, the Rambam does say that the Zor is only Chayev on Avida Tama. Therefore, the Rambam found it not necessary to go and reduce that the Mechus Begodim also is Chayev only on Avodah Tamo. Because Mechus Begodim is got din like a Zor. And in the middle of Mechus Begodim, we know, just like Zor is only Chayev on Avodah Tamo, who had din Mechus Begodim is only Chayev on Avodah Tamo. But the Rambam over there is Moisif, besides those which we say over here in the Mishnah, Mechus Begodim, Mechus Yedam Yaglaim, the Rambam says also Balmum. A Balmum, says the Rambam, is also only Chayiv on Avodah Tamo. Even though a Balmum is not allowed to do an Avodah, and if he does Avodah, he's Chayiv. Afilo Hochi, he is only Chayiv on Avodah Tamo. So the Kesef Mishnah over there on the Rambam explains that even though we don't have a Klor Fusha Mishnah which tells us this din, that Balmum also needs Avodah Tamo, the Rambam holds that he can learn out all the Psulim from the psulim which are mentioned in the Mishnah, and just like all these psulim which are mentioned in the Mishnah, in it have Avodah Tamo, as well then all the psulim which are possible to do the Avodah are only chayv in Avodah Tamo. That's what the Kesef Mishnah explains from the Rikukus. He explains that that's the shita of the Rambam, that you can learn out all the psulim from these psulim which are mentioned in the Mishnah. And Be'emes is mefurish like that in Chedush HaRan over here, the Rambam brings down from a Tesefta, that all the psulim, even Ashesuyayin, Puri Rosh, these people who are also not allowed to do Avodah, and the Mechalel Avodah if they do the Avodah, but they're only Chayev on Avodah Tamo. And the Rambam holds word in Balmum also, Balmum is only Chayev on Avodah Tamo. Rashi in Zvochim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says, Mefurish, that Ashesuyayin is only Chayev, or these people who are Ashesuyayin are only Chayev on Avodah Tamo. And Rashi says, Ashesuyayin vehadoy minloy, and the people who are similar to the Ashesuyayin. Is Mashma and Rashi that all the psulim avoda are chayev only on avoda tamo. That's what Rashi says. Shsui yain v'adoy minloy. And that is like we said from the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam and the Chiddush HaRan that not dafka these psulim, any other psul also. And that's mafurish more in Rashi in Zvachim Daf Yud Ches. Rashi also says that all the psulim avoda need to have avoda tamo. The Mishnah Lemelech in Bias Mikdosh over there on the Rambam in Pektes Haloch Yud says that the Rambam does not say clearly what is Haloch of Shesui Yain, but the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Ches is Mashma that the din of Shesui Yain has the same Haloch of Mechus Begodim. So just like the Haloch of Mechus Begodim we find in the Mishnah is only Chayin Avodah Tamo, it's only Shesui Yain, it's only Chayin Avodah Tamo. But Lemaise, it's not a Dover Poshet and a Dover Muskim in all the Rishonim. Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis says Legab the Haloch of Puri Rosh that Puri Rosh is Chayiv even if it's not an Avodah Tamo. And Tosfos takes on Bipshita today without even explaining why and what is their Makoyev for this Halacha. But Tosfos says Bipshita that Puri Rosh is Chayiv even if it's not an Avodah Tamo. His Be'emes Rebekveger asks in the Gilin Rambam in Bias Mikdosh that since the Mishnah Melech bore a Klor Rayev in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Ches that Shsui Yayin are only Chayiv on Avodah Tamo, then Lechoyer, who had in Puri Rosh, should only be Chayiv on Avodah Tamo. Because the whole Makoyer of Chiyuv Misa of Puri Rosh is only with the Gzei Shovel, like the Gemara explains along the base, from Shesui Yain. And if we find that by Shesui Yain, the only Chayiv Avodah Tamo, how can that be that Puri Rosh should be more Chayiv than Shesui Yain? Shesui Yain only Chayiv Avodah Tamo, is Avada Puri Rosh should only be Chayiv Avodah Tamo. How can you go me Mechalek and say that Puri Rosh is Chayiv even if it's not Avodah Tamo? Yoshash over there in Tosfos in Zvachim Tetzvav on base also asks the same question. Blaz Vakasha, he wants to say that maybe Tosfos over there does not mean that Puri Rosh Chayiv even if it's not on Avodah Tamo, because Puri Rosh has to be the same Aloch of Shesui Yain, and Shesui Yain is Muchach Nigmar Zvachim Daf Yud Ches that he is Chayiv only on Avodah Tamo. Is what then Puri Rosh has to be the same Aloch, because it's very shvet to be Mechalek to Shesui Yain and Puri Rosh if Puri Rosh is Makori of Chiyu Misa is from Shesui Yain. Now, Be'emes, what the Rambam says, that even a Balmum also has a Loch Avodah Tamo, The Ketzer Mishnah asks that the halacha of Balmum who does an avoda that he's chayiv is a machlokes later on in the Gemara between Rebbe and Abonon. Rebbe holds that Balmum is chayiv misa, but Abonon holds he's only a oivah alav. He's no misa for someone who Balmum is oiv. Balmum sheshimish or Balmum is oiv in the Beis Hamikdash. And the miut over here on the Maskonis HaGemara of Avida Tamo is only a miut on Misa. But the Azhara on the Maskonis HaGemara, we hold that the Azhara, the Lav, these Upsulim, of Chus Begodim, of Leuchu Tzidayim Adlaim, of the Zor, of the Tomei, all these Psulim, Psuli Avida, of Adichayev on the Lav. And the whole miut of Avida Tamo is only on the Misa, of the Anochai Misa on Avida, which is not Avida Tamo. How can the Rambam go and say that Balmum, she is potter? From what is he potter? He should be potter from his Azhara, but he's only Nismayet from his Misa, and the Balmum doesn't have any Misa. Is the Ketzer Mishnah says they have to say that the Rambam holds that the mute of Balmum is for what his Chiyuv is. And since the Balmum is only Chayiv Azhara, he does not have a Chiyuv Misa, therefore the mute of Avida Tamo tells us that he's not even Chayiv Alav. He has not even Azhara of Alav to be mechayiv him to work in the Beis Hamikdash, but Balmum when he's a Balmum. That Rambam holds that Balmum, even though he doesn't have a chiyuv misa, I feel like he only has a chiyuv lav, and the din of Avida Tamo is this mamayit, the Balmum, that he does not even have as horror. So even though the other psulim, who do have a chiyuv misa, the Avida Tamo, the din of Avida Tamo is only mamayit them for the chiyuv misa, but they still have a lav, but Balmum, who only has a lav, is mamayit, nismayit, even from his lav also. And we'll come out that Balmum Taki does not have a lav if he's over, than the Beis HaMikdosh, but even when he has a Balmum, when he has a Mum. The Mishnah Melech in Tmidim and Musafim, Pei Beis Halacha Yud, says that according to this halacha, that Balmum doesn't even have an Azhar, like the Ketzer Mishnah explains. It could be that he's not even a Mechalel Avoda. Even though we know the halacha is that Balmum ha'oived is mechal avida, but because there's a tenai they need to have avida tamo, and if it's not avida tamo, he hasn't got a lav, so maybe he's not even mechal avida. But he says that the Ketzer Mishnah's loshon is mashma that even if he doesn't have a lav, but for kaponim he has an issa, he's not allowed to go and be oived in a Beis HaMikdash on avida which is not avida tamo. So therefore, maybe that is enough to mean he should be mechal avida also. And the Sha'ar Melech in Klei HaMikdash Peik Yud halacha Dalet says that it's mefurish b'raisa in Yuma daf mem tesam adalef that a Balmum who's mekabel dam and kabolas adam is not an avida tamo, and it says mefurish in the Gemara over there that if he's a Balmum is mekabel dam is avidosi psula. So you see mefurish that a Balmum even though not an avida tamo, he's mechalel avida, his avida is posel. So even though the Ketzer Mishnah says that he does not have malchus and he does not have azhara, but a koponim homia is going to have a chilul avida and his avida is posel, like the Mishnah Melech took on that b'emes is mechalel avida. In the Breiser, later on in the Omid, one of the averis who achayv misa b'dei shamayim is someone who eats tevel. Oichlas a tevel. The Gemara says in Makori it's from leichalu es kotshe b'nei Yisrael yitzashirim l'ashem basidim litrim akos medabi. The Rambam in Machol Sasuris, Perik Yud Aloch Yutes, says that even though someone who eats Tevel is Chayiv Misa, the Chiyuv Misa is only on Tevel, which has not on Tevel which has not been taken Truma Gedoyla or Trumas Maisa. But something which has already been taken Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Maisa, but he's still Tovel to Maisris, that means Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Oni, on that, even though he's alive, that he's not allowed to eat this tevel, because he hasn't yet taken maisa. He hasn't yet taken maisa rishon to give to the Levi, and he hasn't taken maisa sheni or maisa oni, but he's not chayiv misa. The chiyuv misa, which we learn on our Gemara, is only something which is tovel to truma gedoyla, for truma gedoyla or truma maisa. But if he's tovel to maisers, that means to maisa rishon or maisa sheni, he's not chayiv misa. And as I say, chinuch also, the chinuch also says this halach in mitzvah, rish pei dalet, like the Rambam, that the chiyuv misa is only but tovel to truma, not tovel to maisa. Betoitzes in Yivomis, Daf Pei Vav Medalev, says Mefurish, that Tovel L'Maisa Rishon is also B'Misa. And Toitzes Zoni Mesupik, what is the halacha of Tovel L'Maisa Oni? If it is something which has been taken Maisers and been taken Trumas, but you haven't yet taken Maisa Oni, what is the halacha if he's Chayim, is he Chayim Misa or not? Toitzes Mesupik in Yivomis, Daf Pei Vav. The Mechaz Chinuch Mitzvah Ish Pei Dalet in Oizvav says that Toisvus is Sofik is not Dafka Maisa Oni, it's the same Sofik as Nagama Maisa Sheini. If someone hasn't yet taken Maisa Sheini, it's a year which you have to give Maisa Sheini, and he didn't yet take Maisa Sheini, but he's taken everything else, and he eats betovul lemaise sheni, if he's chayim miso or not, that is teisa sofik in Yivamos. The Asvin der Eitze in Klal Beis explains that Rashi later on in the Gemara, it says that the reason why chayim miso betevel is because nisariv, the truma which you're going to be taking later on, is already nisariv in the tevel. That means even though you haven't yet taken the truma, and there's no chalois truma yet, but already in the tevel we see the future truma which is going to be taken from this tevel. And since the truma, Yechayv Misa, so someone who eats truma, a zara who eats truma, is Chayv Misa, who are then, if you eat the tevel, you also Chayv Misa, because it already has the truma over here, which is already, even though it's not chalois truma, but you're already over the Misa by the tevel for the future truma, which has to be taken from this tevel. If we say that the Rambam also holds that the reason why Chayv Misa on Tevel is because it's Nisarev, it's mixed in to the Tevel, the future Truma which has to be taken from this Tevel, it's very explainable why the Rambam holds the Halacha of Tovel, the Truma Gedoila, is Chayv Misa, but something which is Tovel and Maitre is not Chayv Misa, because the Rambam holds that the Chayv Misa of someone who's Oicheles at Truma is only by Truma Gedoila or by Truma's Maitre, but Maitre Rishon, Maitre Sheni, or Maitre Oni does not have a Chayv Misa. Therefore, if someone does not have a chiyuv misa in eating the maaser rishon, is not chayuv misa if you eat the tevel, because the tevel of maaser rishon is the chiyuv of the misa, which is by the tevel, is for eating the maaser rishon, which is already lying here in the tevel for the future hafrosha, which is going to be taken from this tevel. And therefore, the Rambam is michalek between tevel l'truma gedoila or tevel l'maaser. Mashaykh Toysvus in Yivomus Bemis asks on Rashi over there in Yivomus Peivov and says that the reason why Yechayv Misa on the Tevel is not because of the future Truma which is going to be taken. Now there's a Chiyuv Misa for Tevel, for someone who eats Tevel is Chayv Misa, like we learn now from the Gemara over here in Sanhedrin. Therefore, Toysvus holds that this Chiyuv is even a Chiyuv of Misa, even if it's Tovel and Misa Rishon, you also Chayv Misa if it's Tovel and Misa, not Dafke if it's Tovel le Truma. The Kainuri over there in Yivomus points out that according to Rav's Shitta on Amud Beis, the Gemara says by us that Rav holds that Zor, who is Oichel Truma, is not Chayiv Misa. And he holds his only Chayiv Alav is Muchach, that Rav understood that the reason why a Zor, who is Oichel Tevel, is Chayiv Misa, is not because of future Truma which is going to be taken from this Tevel. Because he holds that someone who eats Truma is not Chayiv Misa. And Afal Bikain, even so, he still holds that a Zor who eats Tevel, it's Chayiv Misa. Must be that the Chayiv Misa, which is by the Tevel, is not because of future Truma, which has to be taken from here, nor for the Truma itself, he's Chayiv, not Chayiv Misa, and for the Tevel, he's Chayiv Misa, because he ate Tevel. That's like Tosfos, like we explained in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that the Chayiv Misa on the Zar, or Ichel, Tevel, is Chayiv Misa for the eating of the Tevel, regardless of the future Truma being taken, and therefore there's no difference between Truma and Misa. The Gemara later on, the end of the Amud, says the halacha that a kohen tomei sha'ochal truma tmeo, he's potter from misa. Even though a kohen tomei sha'ochal truma tahir is chayiv misa, but if he's ochal truma tmeo, he's potter from misa. And the Gemara says Shmuel learns this halacha from the pasuk. Omar Shmuel Omar Ebleza minayin the kohen tomei sha'ochal truma tmeo she'enu b'misa shenema u'meisu boi ki chaleluhu prat lezu shemuchuleles v'imedes. His Bemis, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, asks a question from this din of Shmuel, who says that someone who eats a Kohen Tomei, Ha'oichel, Truma Tomeo, is potter from Misa, seems to be that Shmuel holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa. That means the Issa, which is Chal later on when the Kohen became Tomei, is not going to be Chal on the Issa, which is already there, that you're not allowed to eat Truma Tomeo. That means the Truma which became Tomei is already also for the Kohen to eat, even before the Kohen became Tomei. Therefore, later on, when the Kohen becomes Tomei, his Ein Issa Chalal Issa, the Issa of the Kohen when he is Tomei, which he has a Chiyuv Misa, because he is Tomei, the Tumas Haguf of the Kohen is Mechayiv Misa, Ein Issa of the Tumas Haguf of the Kohen, Chal Al Issa Tuma, which is the Truma Tumeo, which is the Truma is already Tomei, from before the Kohen became Tomei. Says the Gemara, seems like Shmuel holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa. And we know someone else that Shmuel holds that Issa Chalal Issa, Akapanu by Issa Koil, and this case is Issa Koil, because when the Koyim becomes Tomei, he's Koil all other things which he becomes Asa in, all other Truma Tahir, which is Asa now for him to eat, because he became Tomei. Says the Gemara, that how could Shmuel say that the Koyim Tomei, who's oichel trumer to meo, he's potter from Misa, which seems to say that Shmuel holds ein isachal alisa, when we know Shmuel holds isachal alisa. Answers the Gemara, be'emes Shmuel holds isachal alisa, by isa koidl. The reason why we hear Shmuel holds that the Kohen Tomei, ha'oichel, trumer to meo, is potter from Misa, is because Shani hoche de goli kura. There's a gzes akosuv, it says, umesu boi ki chalalu, prat lezu, shumucheleles vayimedes. Another Teretz Gemara answers over there that Shmuel Be'emes holds ein isachal alisa, like we see here in the Gemara that he eats truma tomato, he's going to be potter. And the Gemara answers the din of Shmuel and somewhere else that Shmuel holds isachal alisa in different ways to be miyash of the different din of Shmuel. And the din over here is the ikka that ein isachal alisa. Says the Shah HaMelech that l'chir, just like the Gemara took on in the Kasha, that the din of Shmuel by us is midin ein isachal alisa. That means the reason why the person is potter, the reason why the Kohen Tomei is potter from eating Truma Tomeo, the reason why he's potter is from Misa is because of Ein Isachal Alisa. Therefore, even when the Gemara answers in the first text of the Gemara that there's a Gzes HaKosuv over here that Ein Isachal, that Goli Kro, that Mechuleles Vayimedes, it's not a new Gzes HaKosuv to tell us that Truma Tomeo is Mechuleles Vayimedes and that's why he's not Chayav Misa. The reason why he's not Chayav Misa is also Midin Ein Isachal Alisa. Now, even though normally Shmuel holds Issachal Alisa, over here there's a Gzes HaKosuv which tells us that Ein Issachal Alisa. But it's not a new Gzes HaKosuv to tell us a new reason that the reason why he's potter on Truma Tomeo is because it's Mechul and it's lost its Kedusha of his Truma, and that's why he's potter from Misa. Then that says Shah HaMelech, as Be'emes, that's Mephush and Tosfos. Tosfos by us in the Maschil Prat says that if the Kohen would become Tomei before the Truma became Tomei, and the Kohen on his Tumma is Chayav Misa, he's going to be Chayav Misa even if he eats Truma Tumeo. Because the whole reason why he's Potter if he eats Truma Tumeo is only because Ein Isachal Alisa. And that is only once the Truma became Tomei before the Kohen himself becomes Tomei. But if it will be the other way around, the Kohen himself will be Tomei before the Truma is Tomei, there was no problem with Ein Isachal Alisa because his Issa was first and his Issa has a Chayav Misa. Therefore, he'll be Chayav Misa even if he eats Truma Tumeo. Says the Shah HaMelech, that's a Bavurin Tosfos, that Tosfos holds, even according to the first Tosfos of the Gemara, that the reason why Shmuel patters a Kohen who eats Truma Tomeo is because Mechuleles Vayimedes, it's not new Gzes HaKosuv because it's Mechulel. The reason why he's potter is also because of Ein Isachal Alisa, and therefore if he became Tomei first, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, that's what Tosfos says. Says the Shah HaMelech, but the Rambam in Trumas, Peik Zayin Halacha Aleph, is not mechalek, and he paskins the din of Shmuel, and he says that if a kohen tomei ha'oichel truma tomeo is potter from Misa, and he does not differentiate between who became tomei first, if the kohen became tomei first, or if the truma tomeo became tomei first. And according to the Tosfos, it makes a big difference, because if the kohen became tomei first, he's going to be chayav Misa, because there's no problem with Ein Isachal Alisa. Says the Shah HaMelech, it's muchach in the Rambam that he paskins like the first Tosfos of the Gemara. And he holds, and the Rambam holds that the first test of the Gemara is a mute of Mechuleles Vayimedes, that the Truma in this state where the Truma is Tmeo is Chosar in his Kedusha, it's missing in his Kedusha, and therefore he's Potter if a Kohen Tomei eats Truma Tmeo. And therefore the Rambam is not Mechalek, and he holds even if the Kohen is Tomei first, Afilochi is going to be Potter if he eats Truma Tmeo. He's not going to be Chayav Misa. The Macheshes in Chelek Aleph, Simon Nun Beis, and Naf Beis, Kotten Zayin, says Be'emes is meduyik in Loshon HaRambam over there in Peik Zayin, Trumas Halacha Aleph. He says that the Rambam explains that the reason why the Kohen Tomei Ho'ichel Truma Tomeo is potter from Misa is because they ain't not Kodesh. The Rambam says the reason is because he's not Kodesh. Now if the Rambam will hold that the reason why he's potter is because Ein Isachal Alisa, the reasoning of Ein not Kodesh is not true. The reason is not because the Truma is not Kodesh. The reason is because the Issa cannot be Chal on another Issa. Is Mavu in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the reason why he's potter is because there's a new mute of Mechuleles Vayimedes, and this tells us that if there's a chilul in the Kedusha of the Truma because it became Tomei, he is potter. And this is like what the Shah HaMelech explained, that the reason why the Rambam holds his potter is because of the first text of the Gemara, and the reason is not in his Chalalisa, the reason is not in the Kodesh. The Shah HaMelech is in the Chisuri Bia, Peik Yud Zayin, Halocha Ches, Toich Dvarov, he explains that it's the Das Rambam in Trumas Peik Zayin. Now, Be'emes, the Rambam over there in Trumas Peik Zayin says that a Kohen Tomei, Ha'oichel Truma Tomeo, not just he doesn't have any Chiyuv Misa, but he also doesn't have any Malkus. And he only has an Issa. he's not even over Eser Malkus. The Lech Mishnah in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Peik Yutes Halachi Beis, asks that the Loshon of our Gemara will be Mashma that he's only in the Smite for Misa, but he still does have a Chiyuv Malkus. Where does the Rambam Makori to tell us that he doesn't have a Chiyuv of Malkus? Is the Shaar HaMelech over there says that if we would have learned the Rambam, that the reason why the Kohen, the Shmuel's Din, the reason why the Kohen Tomei, his potter from Misa, if he eats Truma Tomeo, is because of Enes Chalalisa, that Bemes will be explanation for the reason of the Rambam that he's not Chayv Malkus. Because if you hold of Enes Chalalisa, the same reason is no Chiv Misa, the Issa can be Chal, so there's no Issa Malkus also not. And therefore, it would be very good why the Rambam says that not just there's no Issa Misa, there's also no Chiv Malkus. The Shash over there in the Zagois and the Rambam in Sanhedrin also says that the Rambam holds that the reason why Yipater is from Malkus is because of Inis HaChalalisa. But says the Shaar HaMelech, since we just explained the Rambam, that the Rambam's mashma, that even in the case where the Kohen became Tommy first, he's still Potter if he eats Truma Tomeo, Vice this seems to be that the Rambam holds that the reason why his Potter is not Inis HaChalalisa. It's a new miot of Chil, of the Truma which is not Kodesh. Therefore, we need the explanation to know where does the Rambam get it from that the person who Kohen Tomei she'oichel Truma Tomeo is going to be potter from Malkus also. Says the Shaar HaMelech, because the Gemara in Chulin had a Havamina to say that the Makur of Shmuel is Altzeinis Chalalisa. Now, if the Din is Altzeinis Chalalisa, it has to be that he's going to be potter from Malkus also. Therefore, it's Mistaba, even the Gemara's Teretz, where we say there's a new din of Chil, the reason why he's potter from Truma Tomeo, because the Truma was Nischal, and it's felt in Zayin Kedusha, it's Chosa, it's missing in his Kedusha, this same reason is going to give him his din, that he should be potter from Malkus also, just like the Gemara in Havamina held, the reason why Shmuel holds his potter is Atzein Chalalisa, and then he's going to be potter from Malkus also, is who Adin in the Gemara's Teretz, he's going to be potter from Malkus, and this was the Makor of the Rambam to say that he's potter from Malkus and not just from Misa. In Bemes, in the Iker Din of Shmuel, that someone who eats Truma Tomeo, he's potter, Ekoyim Tomei, She'ochal Truma Tomeo, is potter from Misa, Rashi in many places in Shas, Yevomis daf tzadik omad aleph, in Gittin daf nun dalad omad aleph, in Bechiris daf yud beis omad beis. Rashi says in all these places that a Kohen Tomei, even if he eats a Truma Tomeo, he's also Chayiv Misa. A Bekvege yedei gilin ashas in all these places is Ma'ir that neged al gemor, neged the din of Shmuel. Shmuel says that a Kohen Tomei she'ochal Truma Tomeo is part of a Misa. Is a Bekvege in Chulin daf kuf yud gimel omad beis, he says that the Rash in Pora, peik yud aleph mishne gimel, says that the Mishnah over there in Paro is mashma that a dveilo of Truma, Tomeo, which fell into Mechatos, therefore the Truma became Tomei, if a Kohen Tomei will eat it, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. And the Rash over there asks that the Mishnah is not like Shmuel. Says the Rash, there's a machlokes, the Mishnah over there disagrees, even though Shmuel says it's Alocha B'Shem Rebbe Lezer, if Shmuel Rebbe Lezer the Tana, the Mishnah over there in Parah disagrees, and the Mishnah of Parah holds that he's Chayev Misa, even though the Truma is Tomeo. Says Rebbe Kvegio, you can say that Rashi, maybe in all these places, says that Alocha, Chayev even on Truma Tomeo also, is like this day in the Mishnah in Parah, not like the day of Eblezer. It's Be'emes Lefi Shittas HaTosfos, which we explained before from the Shaar HaMelech, that Tosfos holds the Miut of Shmuel is from Uchleles Voimedes, the din of Enes HaChalalisa. The reason why Shmuel holds Yipata on Truma Tomeo is because of Enes HaChalalisa, and that is only in the case where the Truma became Tomei before the Kohen becomes Tomei. Therefore, if a Kohen became Tomei, says Tosfos, if a Kohen became Tomei before the Truma became Tomei, is Chayiv Misa. You could say that all these Rashis are talking about a case where the Kohen became Tomei before. But Rebbe Kivega, Tikwam, Bipshitas, the Rashis, Mashma, B'cholofen, Bein if the Kohen becomes Tomei first, and Bein if the Truma becomes Tomei first, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. And therefore, Rebbe Kivega says that the Mishnah in Parah, which the Rash over there says, disagrees with Shmuel. You can say that Rashi will hold, Rashi explains in all these places that the Kohen Tomei is Chayiv Misa, even on Truma Tomeo, is like the Mishnah in Parah. The Mishnah in the Melech, over there in Truma, is Peik Zayin Alocha Aleph, clears the interesting Shaila on this Aloch of Shmuel, that if a Truma is Tomei, a Kohen Tomei is Potter for Misa, if he eats it, what is the Aloch if the Truma became Tomei, but Tuma de Rabbonon? A Tuma which is only Mid Rabbonon, not Tuma de Reise. Do we say that because it's Tomei, Tuma de Rabbonon, Minatoria, this Truma is looked like Truma Tahoya, and therefore the Kohen is going to be Chayiv Misa? Well, do we say no? Because the tumah is lemaisa midabol on tamei, and therefore we should say this kohen should be in mechaleles for imedes, and the kohen is going to be potter from misa. The shash over there on the Mishnah Melech says that this is all if we say that the din of Shmuel is a new halacha on mechaleles for imedes. But if the din of Shmuel is the din of einis chalalisa, then of course the itzadir abonon will not be enough to say that itzadir eisa should be chal on it. Therefore, the shaila of the Mishnah Melech is only if we say that there's a new halacha mechuleles. What happens if it's mechul from Isadir Abono? Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in his shurim over here explains the seid of suffix of the Mishnah Melech is how to look at a Issa, a din of Tumah Der Abono. Of course, the Abono on the second day halachas ke'en der Isa. We find always called the talking Abono ke'en der Isa. But do we say that the Abono on the second day halachas in a way of saying looking that we have to look at it ke'ilu it's a Chaticha de Nevela, Chaticha de Yisra. That means if it's Tomei de Rabbanon, Chazal said that we have to look at it Keilu, it's Tomei min HaTorah. But min HaTorah, Be'emes Klape Shemaya Galia, Be'emes Klape Shemaya, we look at this Tumah that it's only Tomei min Rabbanon, and therefore min HaTorah, it's not Mechuleles V'Yimedes. Or do we say the Torah allows the Rabbanon to make a new Chalois Shem Issa? Just like we have a Chalois Shem Issa Torah, we can have a Chalois Shem Issa min Rabbanon. And a chalois tumah mid rabbanon, which is recognized even in Torah, to say that there's a chalois shame tumah over here, which is chal, a tumah mid rabbanon, which is chal on the truma, and therefore even in Torah, there's a da'arga mechuleles v'imedes with that it has a chalois shame truma, a chalois shame tumah mid rabbanon, which is through the rabbanon's koyach to go and put a za chalois shame of a tumah mid rabbanon. And the Shmuel is very marich over here, many places to find Rias, whether Rabbanon have a koyach to go make a chalois shem isa, or it's just a ke'ilu, we just look at it as if it's asa. But be'emes, the chaticha itself is mutter min HaTorah. And that is the yisoid sofik of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Rambam, in Trumas Perek Vav, paskins, the din of Zor she'ochal Trumas Tomeo, even though he says that the din of Kohen Tomei she'ochal Trumas Tomeo is potter from Misa, but Zor she'ochal Trumas Tomeo is going to be chayiv Misa. Because by the Zohar, there's no difference if he eats Trumah Tomeo or if he eats Trumah Tahira. And the smag in Loisa say Reish Nun Hei is Medayik and Loshan and Braisa that way. The Braisa says that Azar Ochal Trumah is going to be Chayev Misa. And he doesn't say Trumah Tahira like the Gemara says by Koyin Tomei. The Lech Mishnah in Peik Yutes and Sanhedrin asks, why should be a difference? The Chiyuv Misa we learn out from the same Pasuk of Meisei Boi Kir Chalalu. So why should we say that a Zar who eats Trumah Tomeo is going to be Chayiv Misa, and the Kohen Tomei she'ochal Trumah Tomeo is part of a Misa? It's Be'emes, the Ramban and the Rashbo in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, bring down from the Rashbam that he taka says that someone who eats a Zar she'ochal Trumah Tomeo is taka poka the Issa Zoris that does not have Issa Misa. And the Ramban over there says that Mehicha Tesa to say that Avada a Zar she'ochal Trumah Tomeo is going to be Chayiv Misa like the Rambam and the Smag. And Be'emes, the Achrinim, the Rishash, and the Ben Aryeh, on Nagoyis, and the Rambam in Sanhedrin, show already that the Mekuyah of the Rambam is Mefusha to Sefta in Trumas, Peik Vav, Aloch Hei, and it's brought down in Yishalmi in Bikurim, Peik Beis, that Azar is Cholok from a Kohen, and Azar is Chayiv even if he eats Trumah Tomeo, even though a Kohen is only Chayiv on Trumah Tahir. Further down the Gemara in Amud Beis, the Gemara is Mefush that Tvulyoim Sheshimish is Chayiv Misa, and the Mechusa Kapora Sheshimish is also Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara says, "B'chus ha'kaporim minolon, oma akro v'chipa ole ha'koyim v'tahiro, tahiro michlal shi itmeo, v'oma ma ha'tomi sheshimish b'misa." It's mefusha b'raisa and mefusha Gemara that b'chus ha'kapor sheshimish is chayiv misa. The kasha is a kasha on the Rambam, which the Rambam says in Bias Mikdosh, peik dalet aloch ha'dalet, that tvulyoim sheshimish is chayiv misa. But b'chus ha'kapor sheshimish, af al pi shavidos li psulo, v'chilel, harei ze pota, he has no chayiv misa. Lemaisa, it's a negative arm of Fusha Gemara and the Fusha Breisa, which says Mefush, that Mechusa Kapora Sheshimish is Echayiv Misa. The Ravid over there in his Asogis asks the Kasha on the Rambam from many places that he finds the Mechusa Kapora is Chayiv Misa. And in the end, he says, at the Sefta in Zvochim, which is similar to our Sefta, which is brought down in 1 Amud Aleph, that Mechusa Kapora is also Chayiv Misa. And the Kasimishna Memes is more, even more, that the Rambam himself in Hilchas Sanhedrin says, in Peik Yutes Halacha Beis, says Mechusa Kapora is Chayiv Misa. The loike, what the Rambam himself says, Ibias Mikdosh, he says it very atzmai. The Kasimishna in Sanhedrin brings down from the Rikokus, that after there is Magia the Rambam, that when the Rambam says over there that Mechusa Kapor is Chayiv Misa, he has to say over there, yes, begodim Sheshimish Chayiv Misa. But Mechusa Kapor is not Chayiv Misa, like the Rambam says by us. But the Ma'ase says, very shvev ma'al sugya, what are we going to do with the al sugya, which says Mefurish Mechusa Kapor is Chayiv Misa? Is the Kasimishna is Marich to say that the Rambam holds that this din where the Mechusik Kapori is Chayv Misa is totally on the Machlekes, where we say Mechusik Kapori Kizov or Ilav Kizov Domi. Mechusik Kapori Dizov Kizov Domi or Ilav Kizov. This is Machlekes in Zvochim, a big Machlekes, the second period of Zvochim. And the Rambam Paskes Mechusik Kapori Dizav Lav Kizov Domi. He has not the Chumer, he has not the Chumer of the Zav himself. And therefore the Rambam holds that Mechusik Kapori is even though he's Mechusik Kapori, he's not Bemisa, and the Sugya over here holds Mechusik Kapori Kazav, Kazav Domi. Memes the Me'iri over here in the Sugya is ready Me'iri in the Rambam, that the Rambam sometimes says that Mechusik Kapori is Chayiv Misa, and sometimes says that Mechusik Kapori is not Chayiv Misa. He's ready Me'iri that the Rambam is Bemis says himself, and he brings down that the Ravid is ready Masig on the Rambam, that Mechusik Kapori is Mefuish and our writer that is Chayiv Misa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.